Right now, you might be in your car, sitting in afternoon traffic, or maybe you're listening to me on a crowded BART train. Wherever you are, you probably know our transportation network is stretched to its limit. In the past 5 years, the Bay Area grew by almost 500,000 people, and our infrastructure isn't keeping up.
Commute times are rising.
Traffic bottleneck.
Equipment problem in the Transbay, too.
So slow out there.
Very frustrating. So today, we're devoting our whole show to big ideas for the future of transportation in the Bay Area. KALW's Eli Wirtschafter is bringing us stories from the places where that future is already visible. First stop, Silicon Valley, where a public transit agency has launched an experimental bus that works like Uber.
I don't have a car. So if I want to get to San Jose by 9:30 a.m., I have to leave Berkeley around 6.
Okay, it is 6:09 in the morning and I'm leaving the house. It is a time of day that I would normally call night. We're just starting to see some blue come out.
I take BART to Fremont. Transfer to an express bus going south. Get off the bus in the middle of San Jose.
Oh, it's nice to stretch my legs.
Whew. And then take light rail, going basically the opposite direction. By the time I arrive at the River Oaks light rail station, it's been more than 2.5 hours. I only have to do this today, but if I had this commute every day, I think I would be forced to buy a car. And that's the problem. For many people, public transit takes too long and is too much of a hassle. Transit officials know this. So here in San Jose, they're trying something new to get more people to use public transit.
Keep moving, you gotta get there.
From the light rail station, I walk to the apartment of Moises Olmedo, a software engineer. He works for the tech company Cisco, just 3 miles away. But for him, like for me, driving isn't an option.
I've just moved to the Bay Area like 5 or 6 months ago. Yeah, I'm like one of the only employees that don't have a car yet, so it's like I'm using this.
Olmedo used to budget 50 minutes to get to work by public transit. He would walk or bike to the light rail station, wait for the train, ride for 20 minutes, and then walk to work. Then, in January, he saw ads on the side of the train for a new program called Flex. Now, he gets a Flex bus whenever he wants it.
It's like perfect. Because I just walk outside my home, and the bus takes like 5 minutes to get there.
It works kind of like Uber, but it's run by the VTA, the Public Transportation Authority here in the South Bay.
You first open the app, and you specify your home.
When two or more people request a similar route, the buses turn into a kind of computer-optimized carpool system. Ideally, the carpool figures out the most efficient way to take everyone where they need to go.
And now set destination.
The app tells us to walk to a pickup spot, where we wait for our bus. For now, Flex only works in a limited area of about 6 square miles. Luckily, Olmedo's in the right place. There are pickup spots right by his home and by his job.
Oh, and I just noticed, I was going to be like, there's no bus stop, but there is actually, there's like a tile on the ground.
It's a decal on the sidewalk that looks like an app logo. Actually, it matches the one on Olmedo's phone.
Oh, here it's coming.
Down the street, we see a small black bus with the same blue and green designs. We get on, and the bus already knows our names. Our ride costs $2, as much as a typical bus ride. But there's no ticket machine. We get charged automatically through the app. Our driver is Roman Garcia, a VTA employee. When the Flex buses first came out, he put in a request to drive them.
Everything's based on seniority.
He says this shift is a lot more relaxing than driving a normal bus.
It's more one-on-one conversation instead of having a busload.
There's room for a busload, up to 26 people. But this morning, the shuttle is totally empty. Olmedo says this is normal.
Yeah, it's usually like this all mornings. It's like a big truck just for me.
We drive by tech office after tech office.
Man, Cisco is huge.
Yeah, most of the area is Cisco buildings and Cisco buildings. And I'm not sure if it's good for the users because most of Cisco employees have their own car.
So if everyone drives here, do they really need a new transit service? I wondered why they chose this specific area for the pilot program.
We're really trying to encourage them to get out of their cars and really look at public transportation as a primary option.
That's Stacy Hendler-Ross, a spokesperson for the VTA. She says they chose this area because light rail comes through, but not right up to most people's offices.
You can take light rail to the closest place that it'll drop you off, order a flex ride, which will pick you up right across from the light rail station, and take you to your job a half mile or a mile away.
She wants flex to serve those people who just need to go half a mile, as well as it serves Olmedo, who takes it from door to door. So, is it working?
We're pleasantly surprised with how well it's working. We have a few dozen people a day in the morning and in the afternoon commute times that are using it.
So, no, that doesn't sound like a lot. But in transportation, change sometimes happens slowly. I talked to Arjav Trivedi, whose company designed the software for Flex. He comes from the fast-paced world of tech. And when he started to work with public transit agencies, he asked them, so how long do you wait to find out if something like a new bus route is worth keeping?
And they said, we give it 2 years, right? So, and they were not being flippant, right? They were being serious.
Flex has been around for just a few months. And it's not just a new bus, it's a totally new service to get used to.
I have a 16-month-old. I can tell you that if there was a very compelling new service like the VTA Flex in my area, I wouldn't be able to try it the very next day, right? Because at least in the beginning, I'm not even sure how the whole thing works, right?
Trivedi says if we want governments to be innovative, we have to treat them the way we treat startups. We have to let them take risks.
We tend to judge government harshly here in America. And that's okay. We should expect a lot from the people who lead us. But I think if we want our government to innovate, and government will have to innovate in the face of so many changes, then we have to give our government agencies the ability to try new things and sometimes fail.
In 2013, Helsinki, the capital of Finland, became the first city to experiment with on-demand public transit buses. The program was called Kutsu Plus. Kutsu Plus grew quickly and registered 21,000 users. But after 2 years, the city decided it was too expensive and shut it down.
At least for me, it's very convenient. And for the people living nearby, it's very convenient.
Moises Olmedo, the commuter, is pretty happy with Flex. But there were a few glitches when Flex was new, and the bus just didn't show up. He remembers one time checking his phone and looking down the road.
I could see the bus like 2 miles away. Had like very, very tiny bus, but it didn't move.
He waited half an hour and then gave up. He took an Uber.